by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy servant, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, this is not the day of Pentecost. This is a second infilling of the Holy Spirit, which gave them the boldness to preach the word with signs and wonders following. I believe that the timing of this in Acts 4 is prophetic of the second outpouring of the Spirit under the anointing of tabernacles, which I believe we are going to see in our day. And the purpose of it will be to fill us entirely with the truth of the word so that we can preach the word of God with boldness. That's the key. Second outpouring of the Spirit. I believe that is what is coming. I believe that the Lord has spoken to me personally as well, but it's also in the scriptures, I believe, that there is a revival coming, and it is coming to America first. We've seen revivals in the past. Revivals have come and gone, and they've all been under the anointing of Pentecost. We're going to see a new revival coming, and it's going to be coming rather soon, and it's going to be an outpouring of the Spirit upon those who are called as the foot company to do the second work of Christ. And they will bring it to the rest of the world so that all the families of the earth might be blessed. And the purpose of this preaching the word boldly will be to turn them away from their iniquities. If anybody in that company is called to preach to the Jews, they'll probably have the same message that Peter had in chapter 3. And that's not a very pretty picture. That's going to offend a lot of them. It's always somewhat offensive to confront people with their sin, even on a national sin. But somebody has got to repent at some point. The only way they'll repent is if they hear what it is they need to repent of. You can't repent in general, but still, you know, but you don't really want to repent, you know. There's a lot of people that want to get in without repentance. You have this easy grace, sloppy agape, you know. The easy grace thing where, oh, we don't really have to repent. Let's de-emphasize repentance, and let's just go straight on into grace. Well, the purpose of law was to bring us to repentance. Then comes grace. But to get this grace stuff,